Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 28 minutes to 6. This is update for Monday, 16th of March, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news. Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch and Travel updates. Tonight, no TT 2020 because of COVID-19. We'll hear the considered view on TT 2020 of Manx Radio viewers. Peel got a new lifeboat at the weekend. Manx local elections will be postponed. Our Queen is fish to avoid, and still another flume-free week at the NSC. Coronavirus notwithstanding.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
Some international news headlines. The UK Prime Minister says their government is now strongly advising against mass gatherings in the UK. He's given his first daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak. He's urging people to work from home to avoid pubs, clubs and theatres. The World Health Organization says all countries should test all cases. The UK is currently focusing on checks only on those in hospital. The financial markets are continuing to be hit. The FTSE 100 down 4%. Airlines have had a bad day with BA, EasyJet, Ryanair and Virgin all reducing schedules. And Wales has recorded the first death of someone who has COVID-19. And a prison officer at High Down Jail in South London has tested positive.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
From the Ronalds Way Met Office, a strong wind warning in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Rain at first tonight, easing on a lessening breeze and down to 8 degrees. For Tuesday, Jumert, a dry, bright start, then rain on a strong southwest wind during the afternoon and into the evening, up to 10 Celsius. Overnight minimum is 4. For Wednesday, Ukraine, we're saying dry, with sunny intervals. In fact, right through to the weekend, very pleasant. Top temperature on Wednesday, 7 Celsius. Sunset, 26 minutes past 6 tonight. The late low tide, 10 past 11. High waters at 9 minutes past 5 in the morning. Sunrise, 26 minutes past 6. And tomorrow morning's low water at 28 minutes to midday.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
25 to 6 on updates. The Isle of Man Chief Minister has outlined a series of measures regarding the coronavirus pandemic, including the cancellation of this year's TT. Howard Quayle addressed the media just after 5 o'clock this evening, with it being broadcast live on Manx Radio and on Facebook. Here's his initial statement in full.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all very much for coming today. The Council of Ministers met today to establish measures to protect the island and its residents in light of the developing global coronavirus pandemic. Decisions have had to be made in the best interests of our community and economy. A great deal of work has taken place over the past few days and weeks. I am now able to announce anyone arriving in the Isle of Man from 23 hours and 59 minutes tomorrow, in other words, 1 minute to 12, on the 17th of March, will be required to take immediate action. Those displaying symptoms of coronavirus and those not displaying symptoms of coronavirus will be required to self-isolate for at least 14 days to eliminate the possibility they are carrying infection. We are advising people aged 70 and over to self-isolate to prevent the possibility of being infected, and more guidance will be issued shortly. The 2020 Isle of Man TT is cancelled to protect our critical care services. Schools will remain open. Testing in the community will be stepped up with immediate effect. Due to the measures being introduced today, at this stage, Government will not be placing any restriction on public gatherings. The Government will take necessary steps to postpone both the 2020 local authority general elections and the Douglas South by-election until further notice. A package of measures will be introduced by the Treasury to support our workforce and protect the economy. We are taking action to protect our residents and to ensure life can continue as normal as possible during this unpredictable time. We are advising against all non-essential travel off the island. The measures being introduced from tomorrow are aimed at minimising the risk of those arriving in the island infecting our population. We still have no confirmed COVID-19 cases, but residents should continue to be vigilant over hygiene and hand washing and help friends and neighbours who would appreciate some support. Some retailers are already making provision for the infirm and elderly to shop for provisions, and that is the kind of community spirit we need at this time. I urge residents to be responsible when shopping and think of others rather than buy more than is necessary. We are entering a period when life will be different and must work together through patience, cooperation and consideration. We will issue regular updates as the situation evolves.
To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update@manxradio.com.
22 minutes to six, coronavirus is delaying democracy. The local authority elections due to take place next month have been postponed. You heard the delay announced by the Chief Minister today as he outlined the Isle of Man government's response to coronavirus. The postponement includes the Douglas South by-election. Many commissioners and councillors had already questioned whether the contest should go ahead. In interviews recorded before the announcement, the Chair of Port St Mary Commissioners, Dr Michelle Haywood, Vice-Chair of Arbury Commissioners, Jane Glover, and Chair of Maloo Commissioners, Nigel Baisley, all had reservations.
With a decision yet to be made on whether elections should take place, many commissioners are fearful about the risk to public health if they do go ahead, such as the chairman of Maloo Commissioners, Nigel Baisley.
How would people feel if we went canvassing door to door? You know, there's also the risk. If we were to knock on somebody's door and they had it before, you know, the virus before it broke out, we carried it then round and started canvassing, we could be responsible, you know, for actually helping to spread the disease. So right at this moment in time, I think there is a reasonable and justifiable cause to actually get it postponed. I don't know how long for, but I do think it's something that the ministers need to do ASAP because the adverts go in the press tomorrow and we don't want to be wasting money advertising things, etc., when it's going to be postponed anyway. So I just right at this moment, I think council and ministers, etc., really need to make a quick decision and get that sorted.
When ratepayers last went to the polls in 2016, just 7 out of the 30 local authority elections were contested. Arbury Commissioner's Vice Chair Jane Glover is concerned turnout would be even worse should the elections go ahead in this climate.
The way it's looking at the moment, looking at the way that things have developed, again, this is a personal view. I think that if we were to proceed with the elections at this moment in time, we're already struggling with turnout, and I genuinely believe that you would end up with an even lower turnout.
The Chair of Port St Mary Commissioners, Dr Michelle Haywood, says the risk to public health is too great for the elections to proceed.
If you see what's happening across in other countries and how quickly this has taken off, thinking that we can carry out elections at the end of April is probably a bit of a pipe dream, and I think you'll be putting people at risk in doing so. You've got candidates who will be delivering manifestos door to door. The virus can live on paper for up to 72 hours. You know, this is, we're starting, and people don't vote for anyone who doesn't put a manifesto through their door, understandably. So, you know, you're starting to increase the risk factors to everyone. You're going to go and stick things through everyone's door and risk that you're spreading infection.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes before 6 o'clock, the Ben McCree left Heysham at 19 minutes past 2. This afternoon, she'll be arriving into Douglas about 10 past 6 and off tonight at 7:45, arriving about half past 11 in Heysham, spinning round. And the overnight boat at 2:15, arriving in Douglas at around 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Fastcraft Madanin, sitting proudly repainted below us in Douglas Harbour, resumes her seasonal service to Liverpool a week on Friday, March 27th, the first sailing of 2020 to Dublin, scheduled for the day after that, March 28th, and for Belfast on April the 8th. If you need more information about the Steam Packet coronavirus policy, by the way, simply go to steam-packet.com.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
The Environment Minister has given his response to queen scallops being included in the Marine Conservation Society's lists of fish to avoid. Last week on Update, we spoke to Charlotte Coombs, fish guide manager of the MCS, who explained that queenies have been added due to the poor population levels and dredging capture methods. Max Radio's Lewis Foster spoke to DEFA Minister Geoffrey Boot, MHK, who said he was disappointed by their report.
I listened to both the short and the longer interview, and I was disappointed at the finger being pointed, particularly at the Isle of Man. On Ireland, we have some of probably the best studied scallop fisheries around the UK, and have for a number of years brought in measures to balance biomass at stock levels with the requirement to fish socioeconomically. Locally, we have restrictions on size. That means that they're larger scallops before they're harvested, and that enables them to breed. And over the last two or three years, we've positioned ourselves so that we are able to spatially manage the territorial sea, which I think is important going forward. So, yes, I was disappointed. And I have to admit that in some waters, they are not managed as well as they are here. But we shouldn't all be tarred with the same brush.
With that in mind, do you think catch limits could be reviewed?
Well, I can tell you that this week, later in the week, we have a meeting of the Scallop Board, which is the industry representative body, that will be reviewing what's happened. Sadly, this year has seen an unprecedented level of the storms that have kept boats moored rather than out fishing. I'm sure that there will be some review and advice that comes out of that board meeting. I mean, I don't want to stop fishermen catching scallops. And the truth of the matter is, if you look throughout the season, the present catch limit, around on average 50% of the vessels at sea haven't been catching the limit that they're allowed. So it'll be an interesting review.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
On this big day in the Isle of Man, news from the UK now. UK businesses have raised the alarm over the impact of the global coronavirus pandemic, the spread of COVID-19 and subsequent impacts becoming all too apparent for consumer-facing businesses. The virus outbreak adds to pre-existing challenges that have plagued the high street. A material reduction in passenger numbers at airports and train stations has prompted WH Smith to halve its profit forecast for the rest of the year. Cineworld, the cinema chain, could be forced out of business should the most extreme virus scenario come to fruition, and the world's second biggest cinema chain is forced to close all cinemas for up to 3 months. Trafford Centre and Lakeside owner Into Properties has warned it could collapse if it's unable to raise further funds as it assesses the impact of coronavirus on footfall and future income. UK Airlines call for UK government taxpayer-backed bridging loans to help them stay afloat. Pound landowner Steinhoff International has postponed a potential sale or flotation of its European arm. One of the UK's biggest insurers, Aviva's, cut back travel insurance policies to reflect the current risks. And shares in Travelex owner Finabla crashed 65% last week after the company said it was facing reduced demand for its foreign exchange services just months after the business was held to ransom by hackers. And Dublin is shut for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Pubs and clubs in Dublin are to close with immediate effect and remain shut for St. Patrick's Day.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks slid as much of the region went into shutdown mode to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. US stocks fell sharply even after the Fed embarked on a massive monetary stimulus campaign to curb slower economic growth. Japan's yen surged with traders seeking cover in safe haven currencies as fears about coronavirus trumped central bank efforts to ease the pain. US crude fell as emergency rate cuts by the Fed and its global counterparts failed to tame markets. Corporate news, TUI, the travel people, were under the cosh, having announced late on Sunday it was applying for state aid guarantees as it suspended the vast majority of travel operations and withdrew 2020 guidance due to coronavirus. Going the other way, Russian steelmaker Evraz gained, and the cruise operator Carnival was up, even though it announced a suspension of new sailings by four more of its North American cruise line brands for a month in response to the pandemic. At the close, the numbers. The FTSE 100 in London down 4% at 5,151. The DAX in Frankfurt down 5% at 8,740. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index down 8.5% at 21,198. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 7.5% at 7,294. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 8% at 2,494. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 American, 22.5 cents, and €1, 10 cents. And in commodities, gold down 1% at $1,511 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 13.5% at $29.98 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google, or Spotify. Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Ed Oldham.
Fastamai. Just a reminder, if you haven't heard this already, TT 2020 has been cancelled because of the coronavirus. It's also having an impact on other sports as well. Basketball leagues on the island have been suspended initially for 2 weeks. The Isle of Man Basketball Association says it's taken the decision following discussions within the executive committee and as an affiliated member of England Basketball. This suspension, it says, is in line with the measures being taken by England Basketball and extends to all Thursday evening activities. There will be no junior or senior league games during this period. Manx Youth Games basketball training sessions are affiliated with Manx Sport and Recreation and will continue to operate as normal per current guidance from MSR and the Isle of Man government for now. The basketball leagues are currently scheduled to resume on Thursday the 2nd of April. The IOMBA says it will issue an update should the situation change. Further afield, Professional Footballers Association Chief Executive Gordon Taylor says he doesn't favour the idea of voiding the season. With sports postponed due to coronavirus, one suggestion is ending the campaign without champions or promotion and relegation. Taylor's told Sky Sports News the current season needs to finish whenever that may be. And British horse racing will continue behind closed doors until the end of March because of coronavirus. Fixtures in England, Wales and Scotland will take place without spectators, starting from Monday's races at Taunton and Wetherby.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSell. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio. This is update. There was just one question on the man in line today. Should TT 2020 go ahead in the midst of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic? The question may have been simple, but the answer certainly wasn't clear cut, with a wide range of views expressed. Here's a taste of the views on the radio show today.
The TT should be postponed until September, like they did in 1966 when we had the shipping strike. No hesitation.
It should not go ahead. We are only a small community and it would be devastating. And it will be devastating when it does get here.
I believe the TT should go on and they should just do the checks regularly. Long live the TT.
I think it's too early to cancel is what I think. So right now, yes, definitely.
I hope you don't have the TT because Nobles Hospital would not be able to cope if people start going down with the coronavirus. TT fortnight, because it has a struggle as it is TT week.
The Isle of Man should be on complete lockdown as of like tomorrow.
I'm 83 years old, but I do love the TT. But having said that, it would be madness to let it go ahead. Just think of the number of people coming over here, as other people have said, from all parts of the world. How many of the people who are already booked to come must in their own hearts be thinking, is this a big mistake? Should I be cancelling?
I'm in Navan in Ireland.
Okay. Do you think the TT should be cancelled?
I think, to be honest, it's a bit early to decide that yet because you're getting everything from media, not from the actual health ministers, like same as here in Ireland.
First off, about Nobles Hospital not being able to cope. Well, if our ministers hadn't shut three wards, Ward 20, Ward 5 and private patients, we would have the beds. 52,000 people die of the normal flu in America, 30-odd thousand in Spain and everything like that. Nobody's shouting and screaming about that. This, yes, is a strain of flu, and it does take the elderly. And I am in the category where I'm a vulnerable patient. I've got no immune system, and it could take me, but I'm not worried about it. I think it's just been hyped up by the media too much.
You're not worried about it?
No, not at all. It's a flu. That's it. It's a strain of flu.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
8 minutes to six. Everything inbound at Ronald's Way is absolutely fine. The outbound 5 past 5 to London City left 24 minutes late. I think it was just because of a landing slot at Docklands. The 25 to 6 to Dublin hasn't left yet. They'll be leaving shortly. And the 5 to 6, Edinburgh is just boarding at the moment, so that'll be leaving late. Late to departure, the one late departure is the 8 o'clock EasyJet to Gatwick, looking to be on time. On the roads, 24-hour signals at the Liverpool Arms between Onchan and Bulge Ryan for railway crossing works. There are 24-hour signals for footway resurfacing between the Forge and the Santon Motel on the Castletown Road. King Edward Road in Gradle's got three-way 24-hour signals for ongoing railway works. And of course, the Curragh Road in St John's to the Foxdale Road is closed for roadworks between Ballacrane traffic lights and the Western Amenity site. And we've also got problems on the Peel Road. Of course, that footway closed between the former Wall Control Centre for that apartment redevelopment. Ballachill Ferry Road in Colby's closed as well between Main Road Colby and the Ballachillowry Road for sewer lining and manhole refurb work. All the information, by the way, if you go to manxradio.com, and you can also get the Manx Radio app, all the information for trains, planes, boats, buses and roadworks, and the ongoing saga for It Changes Every Day of Douglas Promenade is there as well.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions,
670-145. Away from coronavirus, the newest addition to the island's lifeboat fleet arrived in Peel yesterday, the Shannon-class vessel, the most advanced used by the RNLI. Hundreds turned out to watch its arrival and a demonstration from the new vessel, including the Department of Infrastructure Minister and Peel MHK, Ray Harmer.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic, and it's a massive crowd and also really good weather. And it's great to see the new boat. It is amazing.
It was doing what I would term donuts out there.
I know.
Peel Castle and the breakwater here. The manoeuvrability of it, it just seems phenomenal at the speed.
That's the point. It can go on a sixpence, really, and it can be manoeuvred when it's in. Very quickly, they can turn it round, and also it's longer, and it can get to. So it's a great boat.
It does still show that people have a real affinity, don't they, with the light boat?
Absolutely, it's a lifeline for us, and you know, and it's absolutely essential, you know, for rescuing people. But it's just part and parcel of us as a community.
I'm Alan Corlett, and I'm the lifeboat operations manager in Peel. It's the absolute latest development in lifeboats. It's much faster than the vessel we had before. It's nearly twice as fast. It's water jet driven, so we can run into beaches going much shallower water. The crew all have access to every operational system on board from each seat. It's just the latest. It's the bee's knees, basically, in lifeboating terms.
John Corlett, coxswain of Peel Lifeboat.
So just explain to us then, we had a Mersey class before, this is a Shannon. What are the main differences?
The big difference with the Shannon is, of course, it's jet drive, which is light years apart from the old traditional propellers. She's much faster, much, much more manoeuvrable, and just better all round.
So tell us about the crew who are with you.
Well, it was myself and then station full-time mechanic Kieran Kane, another coxswain on board, Juan Owens, Jason Spooner, who's navigator, and my brother, Matt, who's on a mechanics plan. Yeah, we've all had a go of everything, and it's been really good.
A little good news for the island with the new lifeboat in Peel. That's it for update. By the way, if you want to listen to the TT Yes or No Man in Line, it's available in full at manxradio.com. It's been a very big news day today. Update compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Stay tuned to Manx Radio for all the details. Thanks to producer Howard Kane. I'm Andy Winton. Update is back Tuesday at 5:30. W-I-N.
TT.